Okay, it's time for brunch. Gaynor, let's get straight on with it. What are you doing?
Today I'm doing cheating apple strudel.
I've never heard of that.
No, it's cheating without buying one ready-made, because you can buy one ready-made.
Right.
So this is making your own apple strudel.
Yeah.
But cheating.
Okay, I think you better get on with it, and I'll work it out as you go. But I'm looking here at a baking tray, which has been greased with butter.
It has.
Oh, I'm getting there. And a big sheet of ready-made pastry rolled out.
Ready-rolled puff pastry. Has to be puff.
And it's got these funny holes in it. What's that about?
Oh, well, I was trying... It's like a lattice. It's... I don't know. I asked you to work out what to say. Little... thin, about a centimetre wide strips, which I've cut out of...
Yeah, they look like bars on a prison window.
They do.
Is that about right?
That's a very good description.
Yeah, but you've only done it at one end.
Right, because what I've done is taken the pastry, folded it in half, and made a kind of a half a line. Can you see that line?
Just about.
There's a line. Yeah, I folded it in half. Yeah. That got my measurement, and then I just did the prison bars down one side.
Okay. So you fold the pastry in half.
Then unfold it.
Unfold it.
And then put your prison bar pit. So you'll have little strips.
Cut out
of
little strips.
Little strips of pastry.
So it looks like little windows.
Yeah. Little thin windows.
Long thin windows. I think we've got that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, the other week we did apple crumble.
We did.
With fresh apples. So Bramley's.
Same to you.
Yeah. So you can use those if you've got fresh apples. If you haven't, you can use a tin of apple pie filling.
Okay. So you just buy that at a supermarket.
Yeah.
It's just apples in a tin.
It is.
And you use a full tin.
Full tin, and just put it on the side without the windows.
It's like play school, isn't
it? On the flat side.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you take a beaten egg.
Yes.
And you go all the way around the edges. So that's both ends, right the way to the end of the ready-rolled pastry.
Right, all the way around.
All the way around. And on the thick edge of your windows, your prison windows.
Right, and why'd you do that, Gaynor?
Because what you're going to do is fold it over.
Oh, just like that.
And that was really well done, Gaynor. Impressed. And then you just press it down so it sticks, and then your little bits of apples are peering through the windows.
Oh, look at them.
That's quite impressive.
They're sticking out through the windows.
It's a really...
I like that.
It's a shame this isn't television.
I know.
Because I'm impressed with that.
I know, yeah.
So you squish it together, and then you run people over and look for a fork and realise there isn't one. So you improvise. If you use a fork... or a edge of a knife, and kind of press crimp the edges to make it stick down.
Press crimp.
Well, sort of, it's crimping it, but it's pressing it, really.
Okay.
So it just gives it a sealed edge.
Yeah.
And you do that on the three open ends, which are of the fold. Because obviously the folded side hasn't got an open end.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Do you know what I forgot to do?
Well, no.
But it doesn't matter. Because what you can also do... in your apple is... I'm going to open that up again. Yeah, I'll open it up. Right, this is what I meant to do. So I've got my apple on.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put a sprinkling of mixed fruit on the top of that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what I forgot. So let's go back to before I crimped.
Okay.
And then I am going to sprinkle mixed spice on the top of that.
Okay, so...
So you've got apples... mixed fruit, mixed spice, and then you close your window.
Fold it all over.
And then, can you smell
crimp
that?
It.
And then you crimp it.
Yeah.
Right, so.
So basically you're folding it over and sealing the edges.
Yeah.
So you end up with a parcel.
Yep.
With windows in it.
And then all the pastry areas you coat with beaten egg.
Yeah.
And then, when that's all nice and soggy with the beaten egg, you cover it in granulated sugar.
Ooh. And why is the beaten egg important?
Because it makes it glossy, makes it nice and shiny,
and
that also makes the sugar stick to it.
Ah, got you.
So, then you take a nice lot of normal, what you'd put in your tea, sugar.
Yeah. chuck it on.
And just spread it on the pastry bits. It doesn't matter if it goes on the apple-y bits, but...
Yeah.
And then as that cooks, you'll see all that nice sugary topping that you get on a strudel, and it'll all puff up. Ta-da!
Done.
That was quite easy.
In about 5 minutes.
Yeah. And then you stick it in the oven about gas mark 7, 220.
Yeah.
Until the pastry's nicely golden.
Okay.
And it's done.
So, usual question, how much?
The block of frozen pastry, I think it's still, you can still get it for like £1.50.
Yeah.
And if you buy the ones a certain company makes, there's two in the packet for £1.50. So you get two strudels.
Yeah.
And if you're using your apples out of the garden, then you've got no cost at all. So you could get two strudels for £1.50 if you were using your Winfall apples.
Yeah.
If you're using a tin, it would probably cost you about £3.
£3.
But you'd get two.
And out of that, you'd have meals for
Hang on.
About 8 people.
1, 2, 3, 4 really hefty portions on each one.
For each one.
So, so you'd get eight. Eight, yeah.
And after you baked it, presumably you could freeze it as well, couldn't you?
You can freeze it at this stage before you cook it.
Could you?
Because if you go to certain other shops that sell frozen things, you can buy them already in a box, frozen.
Right.
But although they are really quick to get out and put in the oven, you haven't made it yourself.
Yeah.
Without, you've put love into it, you see.
I know.
Love gone into it.
And every time you do this, you know,
if you mention me moving my hands.
No, no, I'm not going to mention you moving your hands. I'm going to say, it's just, it always strikes me that people go out for meals and they pay money for something like this, don't they? And I bet you a dessert like that in a pub, you're going to pay about a fiver, aren't you?
Easily.
And you've spent £3 and you've got like eight
made the whole
eight
thing.
Portions.
Yep. I still think my nachos. And if you don't know about the nachos, you need to look on Vectus Radio and then go down and find allotment and nachos.
Yeah.
And listen to the nachos one, because I still think that's the best bargain ever.
I know.
That's one of the better ones.
Okay. Fantastic. And have you got any little bits and pieces of news for us? Anything going on this weekend coming?
Not really. I'm having the weekend off.
Are you?
Yay.
Wee. What are you going to do with it?
Sleep.
What, for 48 hours?
How many hours from Friday, Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, that's 72.
Yeah, well, that'll do. That'll do. That's
well, that'll
my
be
plan.
Enough.
That'll be absolutely enough.
But if you wake up, here's a little test for you. So if you eventually wake up and you think, oh, I think I'd like to watch the telly, what programmes would you choose to watch? Gaynor, tell the world.
What I choose to watch is the last episode of Bodyguard.
You missed it.
I fell asleep.
No. Gaynor.
I'm gutted.
How could you fall asleep?
I only watched the first 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
I made the mistake of watching it in bed. I said to Nigel, I'm just going to bed to watch The Last Bodyguard. And he hadn't watched the whole series. He only
I'm going
the
to tell
one.
Everyone. Well, you've just told everyone, haven't you?
So it's just, and I still haven't seen it. But he then actually he got up and went downstairs and watched the end of it. And when I got up, he was like, you missed the end. I know what happened. And I've avoided the newspapers, the telly.
So you don't know what happened?
Still don't know what's
happened. In Bodyguard. Do you want me to tell you?
No, I don't want you to tell me at all. But that would be... Okay. Well, in fact, I might actually do that tonight. I might say, do you know what? I don't care what you want to watch on telly.
Yeah, yeah.
I might watch the Bodyguard.
So do that. But if you fall asleep again, I'll definitely tell everyone.
Oh, it's just age, isn't
like,
it?
The bloke who wrote that, famous Jed Mercurio, Keeley Hawes, and that hunk who was the Bodyguard... They'd be gutted, wouldn't they?
They would.
But Gaynor fell asleep.
I'm confused about the hunk that was the bodyguard.
Why?
Because in some of the scenes he looks about 15.
He does,
doesn't
he?
And then in another scene he'll look about 45.
Yeah, I thought that. He looks
so
different.
How old is he supposed to be?
He's in his 30s, I think.
Because how old
in real life
to be a bodyguard? I mean, you've got to have gone through... Because he's obviously a soldier.
He was a soldier.
He's got to have gone through police training.
Yeah.
He's then gone on to be... I don't know what they're called.
Personal protection.
Yeah,
training.
You've got to train in that. Yeah. So he's got to be at least 60, really.
60. Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? You'd get a lot of work, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
How old are you, mate? Oh, I'm 75.
Yeah. But I've done all my training.
Yeah, I'll be all right. Just give me that walking stick.
But he just kept... There was a scene, and it was like, you don't look even old enough to shave, let alone anything else.
Yeah, he did look different every time, didn't he? Maybe it was his hair or something. I don't know. It was all very weird, wasn't it?
It was really, really good.
And you never know until the last minute what's going to happen.
You've seen
it's
that,
a bit like
have
cooking
you seen
in
it?
Here with you,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, because you're not going to see that, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not.
Have you actually seen Bodyguard?
Yeah, I've seen it all the way through.
Am I going to be disappointed?
I don't think you will.
Okay.
Yeah, I rated it. It was just like, my thoughts on it were, it was just like, you know, if you buy a book to take on holiday, like a page turner thriller.
Yeah.
It was like that on the telly.
As long as it doesn't end the way Nigel predicted it would end at the beginning.
Okay, tell me what Nigel said.
Nigel predicted that he was the one that was being radicalised by the other man.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything.
So, if he's, I'd be gutted if he's right.
Well, let's tune in next week to find out.
Next week I'll go, no, it's all right, it's okay. He's okay. Not in smug mode.
Okay. But that is, you are now officially a legend.
Am I?
Falling asleep during the final episode. The most tense drama the BBC has
ever
shown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Millions of viewers and Gaynor nodded off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but that's because I work so hard.
I know it is.
So
anyway, I better let you go. Enjoy your strudel, because I won't, will I?
No.
Oh, it's another one I won't see.
Not unless you come for dinner. You're going to need to do that one day.
Yeah,
to here, actually sit down and have some dinner.
Okay.
Instead of me just...
Well, shall we do that then next week? I'll come for my lunch.
What, in the cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at the fact that Kirsty and Chloe and I have to
funny,
put them on
it?
Their best. Do I tell them best behaviour?
Or do you not tell them until they turn up?
You just turn the mic on. That'd be fabulous.
Shall we?
Kirsty would be really keen to come in and go, look, I just laid you an egg.
Right, I think we can do this, can't we?
Yeah, I think we need to video this sometimes.
I think we should. Maybe
really
we'll do that.
A video blog of what actually happens.
But if they're listening to this, it'll still be a surprise.
Yes.
And we might not do it next week because they've heard it. We'll save it for another time.
Oh, crikey, yes.
Yeah.
Because they've started listening to it.
Oh, no. We'll have to do it another time.
Yeah, the week
after. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Thanks, Dana.
Okay, thanks. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.